So tonight we have a short class here, but anybody who wants to can find wheels to get to the next program, you're welcome to come. We're leaving in 25 minutes for another lecture in a big auditorium. And if you can find a way to get there, you're all welcome to come.
Сейчас будет короткая лекция, приблизительно 25 минут, и потом все приглашаются, если найдут на чем добраться.
But we picked a verse with a very short purport, so we can easily cover it tonight. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yatha dipo nivatasto nengate sopamasmrita. Yogino yata chittasya yunjato yogamadmanaha. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport. A truly Krishna conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place.
Перевод. Подобно тому, как пламя светильника горит ровно в тихом месте, йога, воздавшая ему, всегда остается погруженным в медитацию, устремив внутренний взор на свое истинное я. Комментарий. Кто-то действительно обладает сознанием Кришны, всегда пребывает на духовном уровне, и он непрерывно думает о своем возлюбленном Господе. Ум такого человека подобен пламени светильника, ровно горящему в тихом месте.
Омакьяра демарандаша гананджана шалакая шакшурун милитам йена тасмай шри гураве намаха. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, this wonderful state of mind described here by Srila Prabhupada.
This
is known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is so important that we have an entire society dedicated to it. That society is known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Just see how important it is. In fact, we are dedicating our entire lives to cultivating and perfecting this transcendental art known as Krishna consciousness. So, since this is such an important activity, we should know what we're doing. They say that practice makes perfect. Just like a musician, he has to practice his musical instrument. But that statement, practice makes perfect,
Но эта практика достигнет.
Has to be qualified.
Но это утверждение.
Что?
Но это утверждение, что практика.
А, да, это утверждение, что практика, она может, ну, привести на совершенство.
It has to be a proper practice. If you practice doing it the wrong way, what's the good of your practice? So we have to practice Krishna consciousness properly. That's why we require expert guidance. Guru, sadhu, shastra. Very important to have expert guidance. I had the blessing of being expertly trained in my very beginning of Krishna consciousness. And that training has gone with me for 35 years. It was directly confirmed by Prabhupada that I received expert training. He wrote me one letter. And he stated, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. I knew that the training I received was very significant. And it was confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. But the training I received was indeed very significant. So Krishna consciousness requires proper training. Otherwise, if we practice it in the wrong way, then we'll never become expert. We have to understand the philosophy as it is, as Prabhupada is giving it. And we have to follow the system as Prabhupada wants us to follow the system. This is called Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. Following the path chalked out by the previous acharyas. If we concoct our own version of so-called Krishna consciousness, it will be very, very difficult for us to progress. But if we follow expert guidance, then we will quickly advance along the pathway. So what is the symptom of an advanced devotee? This is described in this verse. His mind is always steady. This is one of the steps in the pathway of spiritual perfection. It is called nishta. The mind becomes very steady. It's not flickering, well, should I do this or should I not do this? Should I follow this pathway or should I engage in sense gratification? One is completely convinced, totally fixed. I have nothing to do except Krishna consciousness for all of eternity. I don't want to disturb my mind even for a second of considering of doing anything else.
в своем уме испытывать никаких сомнений по поводу того, что я должен это делать.
Srila Prabhupada said that he could walk into a whole room full of naked women.
And his mind
would not be disturbed by that. So this is someone who is fixed in Krishna consciousness. There is no amount of material sense gratification that can distract or disturb his mind.
Никакое количество материальных наслаждений не может отвлечь его ум.
Because he realizes the bliss of Krishna consciousness is millions and billions of times greater than any material happiness.
Поскольку он осознает, что счастье от сознания Кришны превосходит во многие миллионы раз любое другое счастье, которое можно получить.
Just like if you were eating a nice bowl of strawberry ice cream.
Как, например, вы едите прекрасный шарик мороженого клубничного.
And I walked up to you and said, "Here, try this instead," and gave you a bowl full of stool.
И кто-то вместо этого приходит и говорит, что оставь это и вот тебе другой шарик.
I say it's very nice stool. It's fresh.
Испражнение.
But it has salt and pepper. Свежий. Nicely spiced with salt and pepper.
Который посыпан солью и перцем.
Why not try this stool and give up that ice cream? I'll give you a nice silver spoon to eat it with.
Oh, Krishna.
Would you like to try that stool? No way. See, why? Because ice cream is a higher ted.
Нет пути просто, потому что мороженое значительно.
I guarantee if you're sitting there eating that strawberry ice cream.
Я гарантирую, что если кто-то сидел бы и ел бы мороженое.
I don't care how nice the stool may be seated in the bowl.
Мороженое клубничное, и если бы как бы хорошо бы этот шарик испражнений не был там положен отдельно.
Your mind would stay completely fixed on the ice cream.
Ум бы даже ни на момент не колебался в выборе бы.
You will not be tempted to taste the stool.
И выбор был бы за мороженым, и никто бы даже не пытался бы пробовать испражнение.
This is like the mind of the transcendentalist. He knows that any amount of material, any type of material happiness is simply stool. That's all.
И такой ум трансценденталиста, который сравнивает материальные наслаждения с этим испражнением.
Actually, many years ago, we were doing some kirtan marathon, distributing books like crazy during the Christmas season.
Много лет назад был зимний марафон перед Рождеством, и мы в нем участвовали как сумасшедшие.
And our book distribution leader, he was very aggressive and bold.
Он был очень наш лидер санкиртана был очень жестким и очень так агрессивным.
Do you have what in Europe what is called drive-in movies? I don't know if you have them here. In America they're big. Yeah. It's an outdoor screen.
То есть в Америке есть такое, на улице показывают кино, and там просто висит экран на улице.
People drive in with their cars and park their cars in a big parking lot.
И там есть огромная стоянка для парковки машин, и машины можно там припарковать.
And watch the movie from their cars.
И прямо с машины смотреть фильм.
So, we snuck into the movie theater, the drive-in movie.
И мы въехали в такой театр.
We were going car to car during the movie, distributing books from car to car. Because some people weren't very happy when they were having sex in the back seat, you know, and we knocked on the door of the car and gave them a book. But we were pretty aggressive, you know,
stupid
the books. But anyway, on the screen they had a joke. And everybody in the whole place was just laughing and laughing and laughing. They were introducing a new product. It was a how to say, a fake commercial. They were introducing a new product to America. And they called it Brown
25.
And it was stool.
And
it was falling down on the screen. And they said, now we are introducing this new revolutionary product, Brown
25.
So everyone thought, how they were just laughing, what a hysterical joke it was. So they, what they do is they package stool very nicely, this material world. It's like, what is it that a boy is most attracted to? He's attracted to a young girl, isn't it? And what is a young girl most attracted to? She's attracted to a young boy? But what is that boy and what is that girl? It is simply very cleverly packaged stool, that's all. So one who can see this material existence as it is. He just laughs at how foolish the people are to go running after this stool. When you go to Vrindavan, you can see who goes after the stool in Vrindavan. In the modern day village of Vrindavan, they have an open sewer system. When you pass stool in your house, it comes out into the open ditch on the side of the road. But they have special sanitation engineers in the city of Vrindavan. They walk on four legs. And they go. They're pigs. That's the sanitation engineers. So as soon as that stool comes out of the house into the open ditch, the pig, he wags his little tail. And he goes running to get there before the other pigs do. So he can eat that fresh stool. So, if you have the mood of a hog, you will walk down the streets in Riga. And you will think, oh, there's a good looking girl. Or, oh, there's a handsome, cool looking guy. Your mind will be attracted to this and that, just like the hog in Vrindavan after the stool. But if you have understood correctly, what is Krishna consciousness? And you have chanted sincerely the holy names of the Lord, you will just be like the person eating strawberry ice cream, not being at all attracted by that stool. Because you are getting that higher taste. Param drishtva nivartate. So in that condition, your mind will always remain steady on the transcendent self. So we're hoping that you have understood what is this Krishna consciousness. And we hope that you realize that all forms of material sense gratification, whether they be subtle or whether they be gross, are simply different varieties of stool, that's all. So that you will fully dedicate yourself to Krishna consciousness. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. 52 weeks a year. 10 years a decade. 10 decades a century. No, wait. 10 decades a century, yeah.
10 decades.
And that, there's no sense going further. We won't live that long. You could say, 10 centuries, a millennium, but, chances are we won't live that long. But actually, Bilbo Mangala Thakura, he lived for 700 years in Vrindavan. It is possible to have, for a devotee, have a very long lifespan. The Ishapanishad says that one can aspire to live for hundreds of years if he can goes on continuously doing work in that sort of way. Because that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. So again, we hope you will take this very seriously. We are leaving tomorrow. They have come from Lithuania to take us away. Well, we will come back though after we have preached for a while there in Russia. We'll come back. There'll be one final lecture tomorrow morning. We have only about 5 minutes. If there's any questions, we can try to answer them.
Как вы видите, что все реально относится к категории испражнений? И второе, как что способствует и обороняет нас от ухода с этой стадии сознания, вот, которую описывает этот стих сегодняшний?
First part, how to see, how to understand that everything material is similar to stone.
Yeah.
And another part, this question is what is protecting us for keeping this higher taste?
What about the higher taste? How do you get the higher taste?
What is protecting us from losing?
What's keeping us?
Yes.
Preventing it. So the first half of the question is, how do you see everything?
That everything material is similar to this stool.
How do you see it as stool?
How to see that all the material things is actually similar to.
Stool may appear to be very tasty to a hog. But for anyone who has higher sensibilities, they understand it's very gross and nasty and disgusting. So in the same way, one who is blinded by lower level consciousness may see so many varieties of so-called enjoyment of this world to be very, very delightful. While a person who has enlightened consciousness We'll simply see them as disgusting and abominable. So in that sense, everything is like stool in this material world. Except for one thing. Making a spiritual revolution all over the world. Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And how to actually develop that higher taste. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shushushro Shradanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sanmahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Seva Nakirtanant. That by serving those souls who are completely pure, great service is done. By such service, one gains a taste for hearing the message of Vasudeva Krishna. So that taste for Krishna consciousness comes by serving those devotees who have pure hearts. This is the insider's secret. You simply have to find pure-hearted devotees and serve them. And then, Shishi Varadamana ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai. And then, by that service, you will automatically develop taste for Krishna consciousness. In other words, by serving those who have taste, you will get taste. So, one more question, then we have to go.
Иногда случается так, что преданность служения становится чувственным удовлетворением. Скажем, Прабхупада один раз приехал в храм, и там было грязно, и все читали джапу. Да? Он сказал, ну хватит джапу читать, давайте порядок наводить. Да? Хотя джапа это тоже служение, да? И, скажем, вот Арджуна, он тоже, он не думал, что он занимается чувственным удовлетворением, он думал о долге, когда отказывался от сражения, да? И как бы, ну как определить, вот как служение может стать чувственным наслаждением, как от этого избежать?
Once Srila Prabhupada came to one temple and he saw that all the devotees were chanting the japa rounds, but everywhere there was dirty and some remnants of food were somewhere. And he said, now stop to chant japa and just clean up after themselves and make clear everywhere. From one point, devotees were engaged in devotional service, they were chanting japa. But from another hand, Srila Prabhupada stopped the chanting and said, you are just gratifying your senses, you are not serving. And another example was when Arjuna wanted to follow his duty according to his perception. He thought that refusing to fight, he is actually following some standards. But
Arjun?
Yes. But Krishna said, now you should do what I am saying. And how we can understand properly where is devotional service and where is sense gratification?
You simply follow the order received from the spiritual master, that's all. Just like Arjuna, he followed his spiritual master's instruction. You just do whatever your spiritual master tells you. If there's some difficulty, then you consult with him.
Mm-hmm.
You simply have to serve his order. That's a simple thing. Is there some difficulty? What is the difficulty?
Laziness.
Yeah. Prabhupada said, don't be a lazy fellow. Actually, I remember many years ago, when I was a young brahmachari, I was feeling the difficulty, laziness. So there was a big festival, and one leading sannyasi, he was giving a class. So I thought I would ask this sannyasi, how does one overcome laziness? Because I knew this was a problem that I had, laziness. Of course, I was a little scared what he would answer. I was thinking he would say, by hard work. And I didn't want to hear that. But you know what he said? And I was amazed by his answer. I never forgot. It's such a profound answer he gave me. This sannyasi was very good at giving short sutra-like answers. He answered with two words only, and that was it. He just gave two words. He said, by love. That's all he said. And I went, wow. That's a fact, you see. Just think how hard the mother works for the little child. Does she think it's work? No, because of the loving affection. If you love someone, you'll do anything for them and you'll never think it's work. You will simply feel that it is the sweetest pleasure. So, if you are lazy, then you simply have to try to love your spiritual master. And then you will not feel any laziness in carrying out his order. Okay, so I mentioned that we're already 6 minutes behind schedule now. Anybody who can catch a ride, you're welcome to join us. Where are we going? Want to give the location?
Raja Vidya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.